Good day, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Dreams Warp, the podcast that helps you sculpt your dreams into reality. For this episode, we're going to be talking about five signs that you are shifting to a higher vibration. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Hey y'all, before we get into this, I just need to allow a quick word from a sponsor. Thanks for your patience. Hey there, listener. I hope the content on this podcast helps you in your spiritual practice and that it provides inspiration and motivation for you today. You know, I make next to nothing on this podcast, financially speaking, although there are other rewards that I receive and find extremely valuable. If you're able and willing, consider offering a small monetary donation every month. You can do as little as $1 per month or as much as $10 per month. This would be much appreciated and very supportive. I really do appreciate you taking the time to listen. If you are interested in becoming a supporter, just look for a link in the description of the podcast. You'll find it there. Click that link and sign up to become a supporter today. Thanks again. All right, five signs we are shifting into higher vibration. Now, what is vibration? I'm not going to go really digress into this area. I've talked about this a whole lot, but maybe there's people out there who are totally new to law of attraction, don't know what vibration is. So I'm just going to sum it up, okay? And say that vibration, in a nutshell, very generally speaking, it's a combination of your thoughts, your feelings, and your behaviors. These three things sort of set up vibration works. It's basically a frequency that you put out, a vibe, so to speak, that attracts certain people into your life, guides your reactions. It really expands or contracts the types of possibilities that you have as you move forward in your life, right? Because think about it. I mean, this is known for a long, long time in mental health that 90% of your life is how you react to things that happen. And this, of course, has very much to do with how you think, the thoughts you think to yourself, how you feel, generally speaking, and how you behave, your actions on a daily basis. These things make up your vibration. So we talk about in Law of Attraction, it's very, very important, and I 100% agree with this, how important it is to raise your vibration. Because as you raise your vibration, meaning that you think more positively, you feel generally better, you are taking healthier and healthier actions, you are changing yourself. That is always first and foremost in this type of practice, is change of the self. And as you do that, your reality will begin to reflect that change. Your life will start to look different. You will start to meet different people. You will start to attract different situations. You will begin to react differently to things that happen, which opens up new possibilities. And that's all really, really good stuff. That's the kind of stuff that I love talking about here on the podcast. So what I wanted to do for this episode is give you some guidelines, some hints that whatever you're doing, it's lifting up your vibration, making you feel more aligned, okay, to your, I guess, divine purpose, high self purpose, what you're here to do, okay? So sign number one, I would have to say, and these may be not what you expect. Sign number one is more awareness of your own body, bodily sensations, and feelings. So obviously, how are you going to raise your vibration if you have no insight into your current vibration, right? You really need to have that. And that's one of the reasons I talk so much here on the podcast about things like meditation, mindfulness. I've referred a few times to yoga. It doesn't have to be yoga. Just as long as you're doing something good for your body, you are honoring your body. I spoke about this a little bit yesterday in I did an episode about 7 habits of the powerful manifester. And one of those things was to take good care of your body. And I said there's a little bit of a paradox in this one because, you know, ultimately speaking, in ultimate reality, we are not this body, right? Your true nature is nothing but pure consciousness, pure awareness. But we are inhabiting these bodies, and we must understand that these bodies are a product of our high self, of universal energy. That's what we came into being into these bodies, but in our essence, we are universal energy, and our bodies are a product of that universal energy, so it's important to take good care of it. So as you improve not yourself, because you can't really improve yourself, but as you improve or heighten your thoughts and you become more aware of your feelings and you take better care of your body, you are going to develop a higher sensitivity to your own inner guidance, to your feelings, to your emotions, and even more, I'm trying to think of what the right word is, but even more, I guess, I don't know what quite the right word is, but the idea is that you will begin to feel your body from within. This is something Eckhart Tolle talks about in his book, Power of Now, where he says that as you get further and further into this practice, and I really feel it the most through meditation, for example, when I feel very, very still, and there's those moments in between breaths where I just feel so centered in my body. And I'm sure if you're out there and you're someone who practices yoga, you know what I'm talking about. It's feeling that connection to your center. And that is what I'm talking about in this, is having that kind of body awareness, that kind of awareness of your own feelings, of your inner world. Okay, that would be sign number one. You're definitely shifting to a higher vibration. Sign number two is compassion. Being able to connect to others and sense other people's suffering, something I alluded to also yesterday in the 7 Habits of the Powerful Manifestor, is a desire to help others. So that is, you know, more of on a habitual level, like you actually take actions to help others, but this is a little different. This is not that you're taking necessarily actions, but you are able to feel if other people are struggling, other people are going through a hard time, you feel more connected emotionally to yourself. And just as a side effect of that, you're going to feel more connected to others. So there's going to be a feeling more concern for others. And it just doesn't have to necessarily be family members. Could be friends, could be coworkers, acquaintances, people you see on the street. You're just able to, I guess a good way to put it is, sometimes you can see that other people are locked in some form of suffering that perhaps is of their own making. And in the past, maybe you would judge them, or you would, you know, one of the ways that it manifests from them is anger. And maybe in the past you would react back with anger. Now you're able to kind of see it from a different perspective and say, wow, you know, that person is so angry. They must really be, you know, hurting. They must really be suffering. So you have an ability to connect more with other people's emotions and what they're struggling with. That would be, I would say, another very good sign that you're shifting to higher vibration. All right, so let's get into number three. Number three is such a good one. I really, really enjoy this. Number three is basically being able to see beyond the veil of forms. Now, what does that mean? Sounds very new agey, right? I know it sounds a little cheesy, but this is really about, we come to a point where we really recognize and we're able to feel source very strongly within ourselves. And as we're able to connect to that and become more aware of that, become more conscious of that, what starts to happen is that, like I was describing in the first sign, where you are connecting so strongly to that center within yourself, it almost starts to feel as if the reality, quote unquote, that felt so solid to you in the past, you really start to notice that it is actually almost like pliable. It starts becoming more flexible, more almost see-through, like transparent, may be a good word. And of course, I'm not talking about literally transparent. I'm talking about on an emotional level, on a perception level, where you are able to kind of see that reality is as maybe you used to perceive it, it's not really what you thought it was. So there's implied in this a higher degree of flexibility in your ability to look at situations. You can look at it from different angles, from different people's points of view. And basically, it's like your ability to perceive expands greatly. And you begin to notice how subjective reality actually is. That is a very, very good sign. And what's great about this is, and it does connect to the second sign, is that when you really have this sort of experiential reality, you begin to see not only through the illusion of your own form, but you also start to see it in others. So you are able to see the essence of a person as opposed to the personality. And that is a very, very nice shift to make. And I would say it's another very good sign that you're shifting to higher vibration. All right. Now, let me pause here for a quick second for a word from a sponsor. I'll be right back and give you the other two. All right. I'm back. Thank you for your patience. So sign number four that you are shifting to higher vibration. You need less stimulation on a moment-to-moment basis. Another way to put this is that you find yourself locked in the feeling of boredom less often. There's also less restlessness. So speaking here from experience, I find that in my past, there was a lot of restlessness within and always needing some kind of distraction, some kind of stimulation, just having a really hard time. Like if you left me alone waiting for something, or you know, with no TV, no radio, no cell phone, no nothing, it's just a lot of thoughts, a lot of just, you know, anxious energy. And as you shift to higher vibration and you become more centered, you are going to have less of this restlessness. Now, I'm not saying that you're like never bored and you're never ever restless. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying that the degree, okay, the frequency and the intensity starts to go down. So a lot of times when there's just nothing to do, I'm able to just notice the silence. And what a precious thing that is, just to notice the silence. I really find that when you just, and it sounds weird, but when you just pause to really listen to silence, it has a very nice effect on the mind, on the body, and it brings a lot of awareness for me to that connection within, to source, to high self. So as you shift to higher vibration, you will find that there's less restlessness, less boredom, less anxiety, and less need for distraction to kind of manage that discomfort, get that out of the way. It kind of reminds me of you know, how the Buddha, and, you know, Siddhartha Gautama, the original Buddha, and even Freud, you know, almost 2,000 years later, a little over 2,000 years later, I should say, talked about how all human beings have like a natural, almost like an inherited sort of discomfort that just exists within us. And Buddha, you know, called it suffering. Freud wrote a whole book I forgot the exact title, like The Discontent of Man, something like that, more or less, I'm paraphrasing. But he's basically talking about this seeming inherent thing we have in us to never feel quite satisfied, never feel quite happy. Like there's always something else we need, something that's not quite right. And you know, and I think Buddha very correctly identified it, you know, as a thinking, an error in thinking. So anyway, I digress a little bit here, but I find that as you shift vibration to higher place, you will have less of this issue. Okay. And finally, number five, and this one is very interesting to me. Also pretty paradoxical. You know, I love talking about paradox. I call this less desire or need to control thoughts and feelings. So I had a podcast episode on this, I think, and I'm sure I have a YouTube video on it because I remember filming it. But as many of you know, as I've discussed, it's like when you maybe first discover law of attraction, there is this desire to always be positive, always feel good, always, you know, because you want to attract the best things. And there's this worry that if you think negatively or you feel down, you feel bad, that you're somehow going to attract bad things. And so you develop this really rigid way of monitoring your thoughts and your feelings. And I always say that this many times, I would say most of the time, will actually create more resistance. So what you find as you shift to higher vibration is that you're just not as worried about your own thoughts and your own feelings. They may still sometimes be a little negative. They may still sometimes, you know, you may fall into old habits of thinking and feeling, but they just don't take up so much of your energy anymore. They're there, you notice them, but they're kind of insignificant. They just don't carry as much weight as they used to. And I find that this is a very, very good sign. And again, this points to the paradox of how the more you try to control something, like thoughts and feelings, the more they can begin to spin out of control. It's almost as if the desire to control them actually reinforces their lack of control or your lack of control over them. And when you just kind of let go, and instead of trying to control them, you actually allow them more and just create more space around them through things like meditation, then it's almost as if you are expanding your consciousness, expanding your awareness to such a high degree that now your thoughts and your feeling patterns take up a very small part of your inner space, of your inner consciousness. So they're still there. They just don't matter as much. You're not so preoccupied with them. So that is another very, very good sign that you're shifting to higher vibration. So just to recap here, number one is more body awareness, more awareness of your own feelings within and your literally your own body. Number two is feeling more compassion for others. Number three is seeing through the veil of forms, seeing how source is actually at the core of every form that you come across. Number four is less stimulation needed, less restlessness, less boredom. And number five, less desire or need to control your own thoughts and feelings. If you're seeing these are all very, very good signs. I encourage you to keep doing whatever you're doing. And you should be on your way to seeing some nice change in your external reality. I hope that these five signs are things that you were seeing. I hope you found this information helpful. Be sure to go on to YouTube ever if you want to reach out to me. Any comments, questions, concerns, you could always find any one of my videos. Post a comment, concern, or question under any one of them. Just say, hey, I just listened to your podcast, had a question, comment, concern about this. Always happy to engage with you in the comments section of the YouTube videos. I'm very quick to respond. Always within a day or two, you will hear back from me. Also, be sure to go there because there's a link to an absolutely free subliminal. You should go get that right now. It's absolutely free. There's also links down there to my Instagram, my Twitter, where you will find 1 minute motivational videos that I post a couple times a week. You may find those helpful. And finally, there's a link if you want to book some one-on-one time with me to ask questions or do full-on coaching, whatever you need. All right. So I want to thank you so much for listening. Really, really appreciate it. And I will talk to you in Saturday's episode. We'll be doing another installment of IQ Inspirational Quotes. All right, have a great day.